Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning for a regularly scheduled meeting, and the Board is expected to finalize an agreement between the county and its new Chief Administrative Officer, Amy Nilsen. Nilsen was appointed as CAO by the Board last month, and her permanent appointment becomes official on April 11th. Board Chair Mark Lovelace will sign the employment contract between the county and Nilsen, a contract that runs through April of 2019. Supervisors Ryan Sundberg and Estelle Fennell have authored a letter of support for Assemblymember Jim Wood's Cottage Cannabis Farmer Licensing Bill, a measure that would adopt a new licensing category for small marijuana cultivators and place that new designation under the state regulations that will govern medical marijuana cultivation across the state. Many medical marijuana cultivators grow a small number of plants on small plots of land and don't fit the current framework for regulation. Wood's bill would change that. Federal, state, tribal, and local officials will gather in Klamath tomorrow to announce an agreement for the restoration of the Klamath River and the removal of four dams on that river. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with Governor Jerry Brown and Oregon Governor Kate Brown, with Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell, tribal leaders, and other stakeholders, will attend the press conference scheduled for 9:45. The announcement will detail changes to the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement that was left in the lurch by Congress at the end of last year. The removal of the dams and the restoration of the river will now be coordinated through the administration of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, with the dams scheduled to be removed by 2020. A federal communications subsidy program, first initiated by President Ronald Reagan in 1985 to provide landline phone service to low-income residents, has expanded as digital technology has expanded. The Federal Communications Commission has voted 3-2 to provide subsidies of $9.25 per month to low-income residents for access to broadband and high-speed internet connections in their region. The program has been budgeted for just over $2 billion, a price tag that saw two Republican members oppose the move as too expensive. Sean McLaughlin of Access Humboldt backed the decision and said in a statement that the Lifeline program can bring affordable broadband connections to the least served communities in remote and rural places, including the North Coast. Both houses of the state legislature have voted to approve Senate Bill 3, a measure that will raise the minimum wage in the state to $15 an hour by 2022. And on Monday morning, Governor Jerry Brown signed the bill into law. Senator Mark Leno, one of two authors of the bill, said in a statement that no one who is working full-time in California should live in poverty due to a low wage. Opponents of the increase claim that it will force small businesses to lay off employees and lead to an increase in the cost for basic services and commodities, like food. The bill does include a clause that allows the governor to suspend a yearly increase due to economic factors or a downturn in the economy. The first wage increase happens in 2017 with a bump to $10.50 an hour, followed by annual increases through 2022 when it reaches $15 an hour. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka will host a meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock regarding the request for proposal for those individuals or organizations interested in assisting with the relocation of the people currently camping in the Palco Marsh. City Manager Greg Sparks and city staff will be on hand to discuss the various issues involved in moving people from the site of future construction to a permanent place to live. Sparks said on Talk Shop, the goal isn't simply to move them from the marsh area, but to provide a permanent housing solution.
That's sort of how that dispersion, if that results in just, you know, getting people moved out from there, but then they're sleeping in the doorways of businesses on Main Street, that's not what we want to see accomplished. Or like, say, moving into Sequoia Park or Cooper Gulch or something like that, where we've had different problems.
The city also plans to augment the police department's presence in problem areas around Eureka, such as parks and in Old Town, by hiring private security guards to patrol those areas.
We really are looking at how we can bring some additional resources to assist the police department, whether that's through hiring some private security to assist with doing additional patrol in Old Town, downtown.
Local property owners have been in contact with city leaders about proposed areas for permanent camping sites, and those and other issues and details will be discussed at this afternoon's meeting. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.